Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to see something that we haven't seen in years. And that is a playoff field without Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Watching it again, hit by hand.
Watch as he goes to the ground. It looks like
You never want the broadcaster, That's never good. That's never good when you get the Kevin Harlan,
No.
So Mahomes is done. Tore his ACL, and the Chiefs were mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. They haven't missed the playoffs, Dorn, since 2014.
That's crazy. That's a big time run. And you know, I took a second to just realize how hard that is to do that. That this may be the end of an era for the Kansas City Chiefs, because I just look at it like this: Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we may see him next year. I mean, I would believe that his, you know, the rehab process for ACLs are better than ever. So. Yeah. He'll be back at some point next year, but does that mean – does Travis Kelce want to play with a backup quarterback or some other quarterback?
I'm out.
I think that he's probably done. That's what that means. You know, there's that ripple effect now. Travis Kelce being done and, you know, doing all the great things that, you know, he was able to do, going to go be in the Hall of Fame. And it just, you know, so hard for them to be able to do what they did. And, you know – just ends like that sometimes, but that's football. But Patrick Mahomes, he'll play for 10 more years. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about his injury. I just think it's going to be with, you know, a younger group of people.
Yeah, it'll be with a different core. It'll be like when the Penguins won in 16 and 17. I mean, you have a couple of principal pieces, big pieces, of course, with Malkin and Letang and Fleury. But I think as long as you got Mahomes, you're going to have a shot. This year, I mean, you didn't get enough from Chris Jones. 11 games, 4 sacks. That ain't a Chris Jones season. Patrick Mahomes wasn't having his best year. Kelce not having his best year. And when your stars aren't playing like stars, it's simple analysis. You're just not going to be as good. And a lot of the one-score stuff that went their way last year has not gone their way this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the end of the Chiefs dynasty, though.
No, maybe for a little bit, but I think that they'll have another round of it. Just like you said, kind of like the Penguins and Sidney Crosby.
Well, and Tom Brady blew out his knee at the same time in his career and then wound up having a second dynasty with the New England Patriots and, in fact, winning a Super Bowl with another franchise. So I don't think this counts them out for good. It does count them out for this year. Does that mean that it is Josh Allen's conference to win?
Listen, man, whenever you were out last week, that's one of my talking points. That was one of my segments that I dedicated the show to. I mean, it has to be, right? I mean, with Burrow out, with Lamar Jackson potentially being out, with now Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes being out, like, what other – no more excuses. No more excuses. You just went to New England and won.
That's right.
The hottest, one of the hottest teams in the NFL. You just went in there and you won.
As their first loss, the Patriots, since they lost to the Steelers. They have won 10 games in a row. The pressure on Josh Allen, the pressure on Sean McDermott right now. My goodness. Denver, they won yesterday. They're pretty good. That defense is awesome.
Yeah.
They call their pass rush the Orange Rush.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like that. And going out there, that place gets bonkers.
Yep.
That is one of the toughest places to play in the NFL when the Broncos aren't good and they are good. But if I'm looking at it through a Buffalo lens, you're right. You go, you beat the Patriots on the road, and you got to be beating your chest right now because Patriots fans are thinking, oh, man, here we are. And they're probably a year early as it is. But here we are, Drake May.
Yep.
We've got the coach. We've got baby Brady. We've got baby Belichick. Look at us. We are the bee's knees. And Buffalo's like, yeah, this division's been ours for the last 5 years. You ain't taking it that damn easy. So if I'm a Bills fan, I'm thinking, we just beat the top dog in the AFC. And all the superstar quarterbacks ain't going to be in the playoffs. Now, of course, May is one. But other than that, you look around, okay, Justin Herbert, that's fine. Every game they play is a damn rock fight, Doran. Right.
Trevor Lawrence and C.J. Stroud. You know, these are, hey, listen, if you are top tier and you are one of the best quarterbacks of this generation, you got to win one.
This is your shot.
Yeah.
Ben won his second Super Bowl not having to go through Tom Brady. That matters. You don't have to go through Mahomes now, buddy. That's a fact. You don't got to go through Joe Burrow, buddy. That's a fact. You might not have to go through Lamar Jackson. If you don't do it now, you ain't ever going to do it.
Nope.
And he's throwing up on the sideline. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And after the game, he's like, yeah, I'm surprised the cameras don't catch it every game. If I don't get it out pregame, I usually get it out at halftime. And if I don't get it out at halftime, sometimes I get it out on the sideline. Did you know anybody like that?
Oh, yeah. People throw up before the game every game.
Yeah.
Every single game. No, a bunch of guys like that.
That doesn't shock me at all.
Nerves.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Old time.
And if you're Josh Allen, you've been doing this for a long time. You just won the MVP. Like, you're going to be doing that the whole rest of your career, too.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing that changes it in that feeling you get, you know, before kickoff. It's always the same.
I had a guy that I went to high school with in theater. He would always crap his guts out before every theater show.
Hmm.
My fingers would go tingly and numb.
Hmm.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.